Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 307, Grace That Teaches. Listen to this, Titus 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Let that land.
Paul doesn't say grace was promised. He doesn't say it was announced, or that it's still on its way if you get yourself right first. He says it appeared. It stepped into history with a name, with a face, with flesh, Jesus Christ. And when it appeared, it brought salvation, not for the ones who had already figured life out, not for the deserving, the put together, the already perfect, for all people. For you, listening right now, with everything you're carrying, with everything you know about yourself, grace appeared for you too, and that alone would be enough for a lifetime of gratitude.
But Paul doesn't stop there, because grace is not only the door you walk through at the beginning, it is a teacher. It trains us, and that word matters. This isn't the law hammering at you from outside, demanding you change or else. This is grace. The same grace that already loved you, that already saved you, now, with all that tenderness, showing you what to let go of and what to hold on to, training you day by day to release what destroys life and embrace what makes it full. It teaches you to renounce, not out of fear of punishment, but because you've been loved too deeply to keep clinging to things that make you smaller than you were made to be.
And the fruit of that training, Paul captures it in three words that cover everything: self-controlled, upright, godly. How I take care of myself, how I treat the people around me, how I walk with God. Grace doesn't tell you to wait for heaven to start living well. It says now, today, this morning, in the next choice you make. And what holds all of this together? Hope. Paul calls the return of Christ the blessed hope, not a warning, not a looming judgment, a promise that warms the heart. When you know how this story ends, with the glory of Jesus, living well today stops feeling like a burden. It starts feeling like a response, like an act of faith, like saying with your life, I believe the one who saved me is coming back. So today, before breakfast, before the day has a chance to pull you in every direction, stop. Name one thing grace is teaching you to let go of. One thing. It might be a habit, a bitterness, a fear, something you've been gripping far too long. Write it down in your own handwriting and hand it to God in prayer and say, your grace is enough for this too, because it is. It always has been. Grace has appeared. It is teaching, and it is enough for everything you're carrying today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.